To see the speed of demographic change in Texas, one need look no further than its largest city, Houston. Today, only 40% of the city's population is made up of non-Hispanic whites, making it one of the most diverse cities in America. NPR's Elise Hu reports on the lessons Houston can offer the rest of the nation.
If it wasn't for the explosive growth of immigrant populations in Houston, businessman Viking Sun's Wholesale Club wouldn't exist.
From what I know, Sun's Wholesale Club is one of the kind.
Here you can buy bok choy only 30 pounds at a time, tofu packed in bags the same size as mulch, or a whole hog.
So we have to sell the hang meat because it's so fresh.
Latinos make up the largest ethnic group in Houston, but Asian Americans grew the fastest, doubling in population between the 1990 and 2010 census. As both populations soared, demand for bulk ethnic food from Asia and Central America got so intense that Sun's small grocery store grew into a sprawling 200,000-square-foot campus. Today, he employs 350 people from more than a dozen countries.
Houston is an immigrant magnet, and when immigrants come, they bring their food, and thank goodness they do.
That's Glenda Joe, who's guiding our tour through strip mall line Southwest Houston. Joe's a Chinese-Texan community organizer whose family has lived here since before there were cars.
Texas looks like me. I'm half Chinese, I'm half Irish. I also do business. I work with universities. I also ride horses. That's what Texas is.
Houston's demographic numbers back her up.
There is no majority group here, not even close.
Michael Emerson is one of the Rice University sociologists that studies Houston's demographic change. He says the metro area's growth is recent, doubling to 6 million people within the last few decades. And 93% of all that growth was non-white.
So Houston runs about 10, 15 years ahead of Texas, 30 years ahead of the U.S. in terms of its ethnic diversity and immigration flows here. So it is fundamentally transformed in a way that all of America shall transform.
Jobs fuel the transformation. The energy industry remains a huge player, but there's also the Texas Medical Center, burgeoning biotech, and a bustling shipping port. Despite crippling humidity, long commutes, and a reputation for refineries, Houston's cheap land, affordable homes, and low barriers to doing business have lured immigrants from all over. It's a situation Houston Mayor Anise Parker knows well.
You are here to make your fortune. You are here to move ahead in the world. You are about making things happen. There's no way that you could be a leader here in this community and not recognize that.
Parker is a minority among politicians, the only female mayor among the top 10 cities and one of the only openly gay politicians, period. So she's learned a few lessons about governing a place where different cultures combine.
Too often what happens in a state capital or in Washington is that it is about parties and partisanship, not about the practical realities of running something. Cities have to run.
For her, running the place means embracing the sociological situation. Houston is practical that way. Just ask our seventh-generation Chinese Houstonian, Glenda Zhou.
It's inexorable. The change in terms of leadership, the change in terms of how we look, it's inexorable.
In Houston, America's culturally converged future is now. Elise Hu, NPR News.
Later today on All Things Considered, how the changing demographics in Texas could affect the electoral map in future presidential elections. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News.